RWB 489. WFBQ 996, stand by. Yeah, I haven't heard nobody out here, Polly. WRWB 49.
That's been pretty quiet since I came down.
Usually people don't start waking up until like around 5 or 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, good thing is this thing here doesn't get like the other bands.
Now I'm gonna take a standby here. WRWB 49.
Yeah, WFBQ 99 should stand by. WRUU 850.
Good morning, WSAI 620.
Well, hello. Looks like it's going to be a nice one. On my way to work, you.
Yep, same. Heading to GM Pontiac today, and I gotta go stop at our shop and pick up some test equipment and a toolkit for a Marioff water mist pump.
Oh, those are the worst, man.
Yeah, made in Finland, extremely over-engineered water pump. It basically looks like one of those big diesel engines, except the pumps themselves are cylinder Volkswagen engines. So yeah, a giant rotary pump. It's like a super over-engineered multi-million-dollar piece of equipment.
Well, of course, I had no idea, but I just figured I'd throw that in there and flip a coin whether it was a beast or not, so I figured it might be. Anyhow, yeah, that's always good. Motorola's a lot like that with their commercial lines. They over-engineer things, and sometimes you scratch your head and you're trying to... We don't get to as much component-level troubleshooting anymore as we once did, but I remember back in the day when I was... bench component level troubleshooting these things. It's like, good God, better know your electronics theory, because you have to scratch your head. Nothing was standardized. Everything was custom, you know, or just, I remember back on some of the things they did. And it's like, that's cool, but By man, that's overly complicated.
Yep, well, everything's proprietary nowadays, and nobody sells parts anymore, so the repair industry is kind of screwed. You usually have to buy large assemblies instead of component-level stuff these days.
Right, so, you know, the 15 part and, you know, 2 hours labor is now, you know, a $1,500 part in 15 minutes. So the labor guy gets screwed, and the manufacturer, the parts manufacturer, is going to the bank.
Yeah, I've been repairing electronics since I was probably about 15 or 16, just for like a little side gig to make some money under the table sort of deal. There's a guy I follow on YouTube, his name is Lewis Rossman, he owns a repair shop, and he's like the face of the right to repair movement, and he does all the court litigations and all that stuff, so if you want to check him out, it's a pretty interesting channel. I know you're a busy guy.
That right to repair stuff is pretty important. You know, the first place I remember seeing that pop up was John Deere. I remember there were some farmers. They were all up in our... At least that was one of the first places where it kind of really hit the public perception. And that's crazy. I don't know. Yeah, I guess you have the choice not to buy from them. You know, so on the one hand, they can do, I guess, whatever they want. But on the other hand, I don't know. BMW motorcycles got really crazy. They were, you know, they got to the point where you couldn't troubleshoot anything on them without, you know, factory support. That's the other way they do it. They don't necessarily, prevent you from doing anything, but you just can't afford to. You know, all the specialized tools to do the jobs anymore put you out of business.
Well, they need their piece of the pie. They can't just let an independent business make any money doing repairs. They gotta get their grubby fingers in there and, you know, charge their authorized dealers a fee for being able to work on their stuff.
Yep. Yeah, we saw a little push with Motorola on the software end of things. They had moved some software to a cloud-based, subscription-based kind of thing where you had to have the subscription to be able to program, and it seems like that got a lot of push back, and there's one product I know that you have to do that with, but they've lightened up a little bit on some of that subscription cloud-based stuff. Not all of it, though. That seems to be a big deal. But they're working, you know, Motorola is almost, you know, they're government when it comes to land mobile radio, that is. You know, they're a lot bigger than just that, but and their land mobile radio stuff. Seems like they're moving all those subscription-based products. And the government agencies, they use this stuff. You know, they don't mind because it's like that's predictable. You know, if I know it's going to cost me this much per year, you know, it's easier than spinning the dial and seeing where you land. So I guess I kind of get that, but I don't know. Do you end up spending more than if you were just fixing things as needed? Probably.
That's just the world we live in now. It's all kind of dialed in and designed to meet a certain number on the spreadsheet. But we got to be optimistic about the future. Maybe people with the right to repair movement and you know, people actually standing up and fighting back a little bit and putting their money where their mouth is will make the future a better place. I'm just pulling up at the shop right now. I got to grab a couple things, and then I'm back on the road heading over to Pontiac, WSAI 620.
Okay, well, have fun if I don't talk to you.
Let me know how it goes. WRUU 850.
All right, back on the road, ETA 10 minutes. I don't know who else is listening, but I hope everyone has a great day. I'm heading to GM, and then I'll be signing off until at least 4 p.m. at USAI 620.
Good morning to you, Saginaw, Michigan, WRXD 867, clear.
WSTF754 monitoring mobile.
WRTX 930, monitoring. WRTX 930.
This is 218. This is WRUG 48.
What's going on, Cousin Jack? WRMZ 294.
Good morning, Uncle Dave. How are you, sir?
Doing good, but it seems like there's a lot of people out and about. I guess everybody's off of work today or something.
And everybody gets paid today. That's why you see them out. A lot of people are going to go on vacation another couple of days.
Yeah, I guess so. I think that they would go now, you know. Why wait until the 4th of July? Just take 2 weeks off like I did.
Some people, their name's not Dave. Different names, so they don't know.
Yep, I guess so. I don't know. It seems like it's too much work to go up north and stuff. Rather just stay home. But that's just me. But I got a lot of stuff to do this break. I think I told you I'm clearing out my house and all that stuff, so I just got some more supplies. Got some more boxes and more garbage bags, and going to go ahead and take care of some more things. House is starting to get nice and empty. It's having an echo. You know, there's an echo now in the house. That's how you know it's getting empty.
That's the best thing to do. Stay at home, you know, and do a lot of work and all that stuff. Get everything ready. Then you can go wherever you want to go after that. That is the best thing to do. Over.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, my brother's up north. He usually lives in Florida, and he's got a cottage up north. I was thinking about going to see him, but it's like, I don't know if I want to drive in all the traffic and everything, so I'll have to see how it goes. If I get all my stuff done, I might give him a visit next week when everybody starts driving home.
I would go next week. Nobody's going to be there on the road anyhow. Everybody's going to come back on the fourth. That's what it is. So I would go there and you know, go up north for a little bit. You know, get away from all that moving stuff and all that. Then you recuperate again.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. see if I can get all my stuff done. If I get myself done, get my stuff done, I'll reward myself. But if I don't get my things done, then I gotta keep working. But I think I might be in good shape, though. So we'll see. Then I gotta call the junk people, you know, the people that haul away all the bigger debris and stuff like that. I'm gonna take apart some furniture, some, like, you know, IKEA furniture. They won't move it if it's the full thing, so I'm just gonna take it apart and then they can throw that away. Because I don't think it'll survive a move. I don't know if you've done IKEA furniture before. Seems like you could do one or two moves with it, and then, like, after the third move, it's time to throw it away.
Oh, man, get a hammer. You can probably get people to volunteer to take care of that.
I can do that. I can take the hammer. But there's some things that are, like, metal, and you got to unscrew them.
Sawzall. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
Pretty good. Just ran up to get myself lunch. Just running back to the shop. Been here for just a minute.
Good to hear you, Sean. I know it wasn't that long I seen you, but good to hear you again. Over.
Yep, we got to take advantage of a little drive time to get on the radio, stir up the waves. Dave?
Yeah, it's way too quiet out here. I'm almost at my destination, too, so I got one or two rounds here. Go ahead, Jack.
Dave, I'll be honest with you. As soon as you put that furniture outside, somebody's going to come and grab it. But when you put it like a couple of days before the garbage man comes out, and then there will somebody grab it, because it could be for sale again.
I think he just got rid of a lawnmower that way.
Yep, somebody grabbed the lawnmower. I like to go back on the picture, on the video, just to see who took it, because I'm curious, but probably a neighbor or something. But, yeah, the engine was still good. It's just the wheels and all that stuff. I think somebody can fix it. I just don't have time to monkey with that, so let somebody else get a good deal.
WRVG 829.
Go ahead, 829, and pass it to Jack.
I deal in scrap metal in Sterling Heights. If I had happened across that lawnmower, it would have been in the back of my truck. No two ways about it. Go ahead, Jack.
I think I put a glass outside with a table, and I'm not kidding you guys. And in 2 hours' time, it was gone.
Oh, yeah. Yep, no question about it. I'm trying to think of the best things I've ever picked. I've picked a few things in my day. I think it was probably a moped. Got a really nice moped. Got it home. We just had to clean it all up and go through it. And my kid, it was his first moped. We got on a kick from there, boy. We had a lot of mopeds after that, but yeah, we garbage picked one. I went up to the door. I was shocked. I seen it sitting there. I go, is that in the trash? And I go, yep. And I go, all right, and can I take it? So, yeah, but yeah, it needed a little work, but that was pretty cool. Anyhow, I just pulling up with my chow at the shop, so I will bid everyone adieu. Dave, go ahead, WRUU 850.
Alrighty, yeah. So I'll put more metal outside if I have any. But I don't think I have any more metal, anything metal. But I gotta bow out of here too. So I'll listen for a little bit, and then I I got to get in and start seeing some stuff out. WRMZ294. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, people junk in the trash. That's paid for a lot of stuff around here. I've slowed down a bit over the last few years, but I had 1 year hauled over 40,000 pounds of scrap metal to the junkyard just in 1 year alone. So you can get a lot of good free stuff. I've gotten a lot of good free tools, and I think I have four snow blowers right now that I'm getting ready to fix up and sell for next winter, and just a lot of cool stuff. WRVG829. Jack?
Everybody, good talking to you, all of you. You take care. I'm on my destination, too, so I got to work a little bit. Catch you guys later. WRVG48.
WRVG829 monitoring. WRVG754 monitoring.
SBM 993 for radio check. SBM 993 radio check.
Hey, 993, I can hear you okay. WRVG829 clear.
SBM 993 radio check.
Station looking for a radio check. This is WSBW 226 in Flint.
SBM 993 is asking for radio check out.
You're loud and clear into the system, no problems.
PSL, thank you so much. WSBM 993, clear monitoring. SAV 293, WSBM 993, check you around. SBM 993 clear.
For the SBS 754 is monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring. SAZ 293 WSPM 993 Jeff, you around? SPM 993 clear monitoring.
WSAG 266 monitoring.
Yeah, 608. Monitoring. Got a new antenna on this bad boy. You want to hear me?
WRNW 329 for monitoring. How good, Tim? Afternoon, T. How you doing? Doing good. You're sounding high and clear. This is WIUG 88. On the freeway here. If I get any closer, I'll probably run that repeater over there. Copy. Gonna run that repeater over, yeah. With four-wheeler. I got four-wheel drive, but you probably intercept me before I got that close. Yeah, this on my way home from work here. Take a little different route. I normally don't get on the freeway, but I got to go make a pickup. Then I head for home. All right, this turned out a nice day. 77. Yeah, it's a lot nicer than it was yesterday. Should get a little better by Wednesday.
How was the traffic by you?
It's not bad. I normally don't get on the freeway, but it's moving along. It's kind of busy, but it's moving along pretty good.
Yeah, because everybody was trying to go on vacation, that's why.
We're getting closer to Selfridge over here. Yeah, air traffic's moving pretty good. It looks like they're all in a hurry to go nowhere.
That always happens.
My little Jeep is 65 is a comfortable seat. That's normally why I don't get on it. I just take the scenic route. to catch the lights, right? Actually, I can get home and up out a little bit sooner than taking the freeway. It's the best thing to do instead of taking the freeway. Gotta go pick up a prescription for the wife, so I figure I'd speed up the pace a little bit, take the freeway. Yeah, before I get busy, that's for sure. WIUG, wait 8. Busy time's coming, I guess around 3, 4 o'clock, and it gets real busy. And at that time, we can't even move 5 miles an hour. Copy that. It's a beautiful day today. Just right. It could stay like this year round. I won't be mad at all. It'd be perfect.
Well, not bad at all. Weather like this. We'll take it any time of the year. Over.
There's no humidity. It's nice in the sun. If you get in the shade, it feels a little cooler, but it's just right. You can relax in this weather outside.
You can sleep outside too, Tim.
Yeah, you can do that too. You might want to have some mosquito repellent or something to keep the bugs off, because they'd definitely be waiting after dark for you.
Need to do that. You gotta have that some of that ground coffee, Folger. Put it around you and sleep. Ain't no mosquito gonna come by.
I don't know. I hear some of the techniques work. I tried a few of them, but I go to my property over there. You're in the country. It seems like nothing can stop them guys. So as soon as you get out there, a little bit of darkness or get close to the bushes, yeah, they're just waiting for you. Hungry.
That always they want to do that. They're looking for that money.
And tried to spray the fogger, spray the grass all around. It kind of works for a little bit a day or so, I guess.
Looking for the guy got the money, comes out from the other side.
I copy that. Well, they definitely got the wrong guy for sure. I can point him in a direction, but yeah, me, that's the wrong guy.
Gotta go to the wrong place.
Yeah, so how the radio been busy out there this morning, this afternoon? Pretty quiet most of the day out there.
No, it's not too bad, very quiet, but a little bit of quiet, no big deal, you know. Yeah, see, everybody got almost their radio checking, antenna checking, all that good stuff. That's why. But everybody's okay. Over.
Oh, yeah, I hear some new operators, he's got their license. Oh, you're getting more towers up and stuff. So, get more people to want to get on it. This is a good thing. I guess, yeah, a lot of you can stretch out there a little ways, all around the Michigan area.
I talked to somebody in Ithaca, Michigan. That is by Lansing. That's where he was. I was talking to him last night.
Okay. They got a tower out that way, do they? What tower's out that way?
It's the same tower. It's on the thumb area. By the thumb area, the same tower. He's catching it from there. 127, that's what he said.
Quite a ways away for that tower, isn't it? Off the higher elevation or something, I don't know.
But you don't know, maybe that repeater is pointing that way. You know, if it's pointing that way, ain't nothing on the way. He's going to pick up that, that's for sure. Over.
WRC-824. Go ahead. Okay, we got another station here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to jump in real quick. There's another system, another link system in Michigan. It's called Michigami, and it's linked to, I think, some parts of Illinois, but I believe they just put one up in Lansing, and then it's linked to one in Mayville. WRQU224.
All right, I appreciate it. I'll have to check it out, see if it shows up on the map there. More of them coming in. I'll have to write them down. I guess it's stretching out a lot farther, so this is all good.
All right, catch you guys later. Go ahead, Jack. WRQ224.
But that's the Michigami is not connected to MIA, that's for sure. There was no way. But anyhow, maybe they have it a different frequency. I don't know, but that guy, that he was from Lansing last night.
Okay, I haven't been on too much late evenings. Not getting enough rest, so the evening time comes, I get pretty drowsy. Just been monitoring, but doing other things, I guess, in between. So maybe I'll be on there this evening and key the mic up a little bit more.
I'm glad to hear that.
Was that, Jay? I didn't copy that. Got some static come through with you that time.
I try it, 10 meters.
I had it on last night for a bit. Sitting out on the deck, but I couldn't stay awake. But it was dead. There's nothing on 10 meters.
You go out there, you pound your head back and forth to get the lights and everything else, and there's nothing out there. I don't know about that.
I've been checking at least every other day, hook it up out on the deck there on the dipole, and I'd say the past week, at least a week, it has been dead. Other frequencies are jumping, but can't key up on those frequencies, but the 10 meters dead on my end, unless I got something going on with my dipole antenna.
All right, you got to keep that extra license. Over.
Now if I just get the general, I heard you saying a week, a couple of days ago, there's one coming up. I don't know, maybe I'll just go try it, just to try it, see. I was about halfway through the studying on the general, but I got too busy, so I haven't looked at it for 2-3 weeks, but I might be able to pick it up okay and fast, maybe. Maybe.
Am I going to try it? I'm going on the 15, Harrison Township.
Do you need to make an appointment for that one, or is it like a walk-in, and is it in the evening?
And I think you just call them. Tell them you're coming in, that's it. And it's at 6 o'clock. Over.
Okay, yeah, 6 o'clock, that's a pretty good time. Yeah, maybe I'll get my head back in the book there right quick. And we've got a few weeks yet. Freshen up. We got to try for that general. See what happens. Then I'll be able to talk on it because I hear some other frequencies out there jumping pretty good every day.
WRYR 503 for radio check, please.
All right, Jack. We'll talk to you a little later. I got to make a pickup here if you want to get that guy a radio check. I'll catch you a little bit later. WRNW 329 is clear for now.
Guy with a radio check, come on back again.
WRYR 503.
I'm going to repeat it, but you sound your audio a little bit low, and I think you're on the walkie-talkie. Over.
That's very successful with you. Yes, I'm on the walkie-talkie. Is that any better?
Yeah, you're understandable. I understand what exactly you're saying, but you know what? The walkie-talkie, I don't know if you're inside the house or something like that, because, you know, like, you fade it in a little bit and you're coming out. Just a little bit. So it must be inside the house. Over.
Okay, good enough. $21 well spent.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you want a good antenna, that'll be Nagoya 771G. That is a good antenna. And you can get out with that antenna. And it's got, the audio is very clear. Over.
Roger. Okay, I appreciate it. I got to get going. This is WRYR503.
Nice to hear from you. You take care and you have a good day. This is WIUG 48.
WSCI 392, copy.
392
there. Hey, what's going on? I'm here. Come back, 392.
Hello?
Yes. What do you got going on today? You still there?
Dispatcher
92 is WCI 783
there.
Yeah, I'm still here. You back?
It's getting warm, but it's good now.
That's good. What do you plan for today? Over.
Going outside.
Well, it's a beautiful day to be outside, that's for sure. Tell your dad he's got to watch those before he comes over.
Dad has 60 pounds of meat.
Ah, he's busy, huh?
The hospital a little while ago.
All right, well, I just thought I'd check in. This is WCSCI 783. I'll clear up your final.
All right, so see you Saturday. You guys, and then two, please.
WSBS 311.
WSBC 647, Unit 2 to Unit 1, over. WSBC 647, Unit 2 to Unit 1, over. SDC 647, Unit 2, over and out.
WSBC 647 calling WRBG 829. Over.
WSAA 780. Anybody hear this radio? WSBY 676 standing by. WRMZ 640.
From 850.
850 cents. How's it going? Of course, that's a little bit of pronunciation. How's it going?
Not bad. Just making the last leg of my journey home. See what awaits me.
Packages with thousands of electronic goodies from vendors all across the great United States.
I don't think I got anything slated for in today. Maybe tomorrow or Wednesday. I can't remember. I think tomorrow or Wednesday, I think the Cisco's are coming in, and then I think I've got something coming in on Friday as well. I don't know. We'll see. But anyhow, other than that, looks like a nice day. I'm trying to figure out what to eat and trying to, I'm on this low-carb kick, and you know, you get tired of the same things. You can only eat so many omelets. But maybe I'll fire up the grill and just do some meat and some vegetables.
Grilled vegetables sounds nice with, what do they put on it? Olive oil and garlic and salt and all those other things that make them taste good. And then you got to burn them just ever so slightly.
How do you do yours? Do you put them in a pan or like a aluminum pan or do you have a basket or what do you do?
I've got one of those little grill trays with the holes in it and I spray it with olive oil or some sort of oil and put them on there so, you know, the flames come through but not a lot and I cook them that way. So once in a while I'll wrap them in tinfoil, like if it's asparagus, and fill it with butter and Parmesan cheese. That's really good too. But most of the time I'm lazy and I just put them on that little grill. And Weber was the only one that made it for a while, but now everybody makes them a little stainless steel plate. And you can even get them at Meijer's now. They're only like $4 or $5. It does a really good job.
Yep. I usually go the foil route, but that sounds good. I see there's a basket, too. You can get like a basket. My new thing lately has been an air fryer. I just finally joined the air fryer crowd. And, I love that thing. I mean, the thing that it does well, boy, it does well. I reheated some fish the other day. Went to got that perch from Sugarbush there.
and I couldn't finish it all. And the stuff I reheated in that air fryer was perfect.
Yeah, I've got one of those too. That's kind of cool. Like, especially if you buy like some of that processed stuff, which I know we're not supposed to buy, but like those chicken nuggets and things like that that you see at Costco and Sam's and the like, you know, they're all bagged up. Those, that fryer does a really, really nice job. So, a 24-miler in whatever this road is, I got the bridge open, so if anybody cares, that's kind of a station identification to make it nice, M29 that takes into New Baltimore. That's been closed for a while, so that's going to take some of the traffic load off of the 26 and County Line area. But they got that open Monday morning, or this morning, I guess, so that'd be nice. But, yeah, that's a good way to do it, too, and that's because that diet that you're working on, that low carb, that works really, really good, but it's really difficult to maintain, you know, because we are so addicted to carbs and breads and pastas and all the other stuff, you know, it just, it's good, although it's not really good for us, but that stuff is really good.
Yeah, I just got to get back kind of like I've already had significant inroads, and I just got to get back kind of in nominal, and then I'll be able to reintroduce, you know, a modest amount of carbs. I was always pretty good with moderation, because you can't, abstinence doesn't work, forget it, it just makes it worse. So, right now I'm kind of going pretty low carb, but I fully intend on introducing carbs as soon as I get my blood sugars kind of cooking where I want them to be. Then I'll have to get back to within, you know, in moderation. That was my big failing of the last year, is I just threw moderation out the window.
Yeah, we all do. Tonight is my golf night, so I am heading out to what we call, affectionately call, the cornfield. So that's my agenda for tonight. So hopefully it should go fast, but sounds like we're going to have a big crowd tonight. So I guess I'll be there till about 8:30 or so, have a cold one with the boys, and call it an evening. So that's my agenda for tonight. No grilling, no nothing. I'll probably have one of those fake hamburgers or something.
That sounds like a plan. You got a good day for it. I think it'll be perfect. So, all right, I'm going to let you go, Wally. I got just pulled in the drive here, and I'm going to get inside and see what's a shaking. After yours, WRUU 850.
Have a pleasant evening, sir. I'll throw my call out on 625 when I get done, so the drive home. Talk on you later. WRMZ 640.
Well, I'm trapped in the car for a minute here. My pet deer just came out of my yard, just trotting down the street here. I want to get out. Okay, there we go. All right, now I'm out. WRUU 850. Catch you later.
WSAG 266, monitoring.
Station 218, this is WIUG 480, copy. How you doing, Jack? Hello, Sean, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad, just running out for a couple of little items, trying to figure out what I'm going to do for dinner. Other than that, not much.
Hey, you're right. I just was in Farmington Hills and I just came back. Got a haircut. Now I got to get some gas from Santa Club. And I'm on the Santa Club. Over.
Roger, which one do you go to?
The one on 13 and John R.
I'll be driving by in about 1 minute. I'll wait. How are the lines at the Sam's?
All the way at the end.
I'll let you go get to your gas.
No problem. Anytime. '96 is really a mess out that way.
Are you at the Sam's now? How much is the gas?
$3.16.
Oh, wow. I got to renew my membership.
And I got one.
Don't do me no good.
All right, I have another one. A business one. I'll give you that one.
I just want the super secret gas prices.
What else is... $3.49 by me is a $3.59.
Yeah, I'm pulling into Myers here. I can't see what it is, but I get a big discount, you know, with my points that I get shopping here. I can get as much as a dollar off. I think I'm pretty close to a dollar off, so I'll get it, you know, probably even cheaper than that, you know, with my dollar off, but it takes that to get there.
Sometimes I go to Kroger and I get like 40 or 50 cents off.
Yep, same here. All right, Jack, I'm just pulling into a parking spot here. I'm going to get inside. I got one thing I got to grab and maybe grab some gas and get home. Anyhow, I'll be back. Have fun. WRUU 850.
Sean, good talking to you. Take care. WIUU 850. This is WIUG 8. Clear. Station 983, this is WIUG, 48, copy. probably the IUG, but it is clear. You got a little bit of crackling. You got supposed to stand up straight in the air.
That's because I'm mobile.
That's understandable. Well, if you're driving, that's understandable. Anyhow, what's happening?
Am I readable, though? That's what I'm trying to check, Jack.
100%.
Okay, as long as I'm readable, that's good. I just wanted to get a radio check on this while I'm driving, but I got the antenna outside, so roger.
Roger, yeah, you know, it's sounding good. A little bit of crackling don't mean nothing anyhow, because you're driving. And I don't know where you're at, but I'm over here on John Allen and 13. Over.
I'm on Middle Belt and Walnut, that's why. A whole bunch of trees around. Garbage trucks getting garbage day around here. So that's where I'm at.
And a lot of cars getting gas. I don't know why, but because of the holiday, I believe. That's why a lot of cars are getting gas. So I was there at Orchard Lake in 12, and I had to come back. I went and got a haircut and came back. Over. No problem, we'll catch you a little bit later. This is WIUG 48. Station 218. Station 218, this is WIUG 48, copy. But the IUG 48 is clear.
218. Go ahead there, Jed.
Yeah, Randall, how you doing?
Okay, I was outside. I heard you. I was working on my Jeep. Got troubles.
Everything okay?
Yeah, roger. The crankshaft position sensor acting up in it. Keep stalling out on me. It's a common problem. I've been diagnosed it on Google, so that seems to be what it is for $40 part. I'll change that and hopefully she'll be okay. Over.
It's not bad, $40 part. Anyhow, you're sounding good. Over.
Copy that. They are on the harvest.
Had a good harvest. I was in the harvest yesterday about, 10:30 at night, and I had somebody from Lansing. I don't know how they got into the repeater, but he was from Lansing. Over.
Oh, yeah? Was the propagation going pretty good? Over.
Yeah, Yeah, I guess so. And I don't know, it may be a repeater or not. Don't have no idea. I ask him, are you on 625 or 675? Can I answer back?
Oh, that's funny. Probably on the Mayville, Michigami, because they're connected. There's like 12, 13 of them connected, and several of them here in Michigan. Because that's how I got to Wisconsin, to Oak Creek. Went through Moline by Grand Rapids, and then went across Lake Michigan to him, over.
I know what you're saying. Maybe I was too far from Lansing. It's the other side of the state. Over.
Could be. Sounds like it. Sounds like it could be. Lansing's closer than Grand Rapids. So, I don't know. It's possible, I guess.
Michigami, I don't know how they be connected with the MIA. They should not be that way. Over.
Well, if it's the same frequency and PO tone, it could happen, I suppose. But, and if the propagation's just right, you might be hitting theirs, and also along with the one the MIA put up there. Maybe, I don't know. It's weird. I'll have to stay up later and see what's going on at night. Over.
That could be propagation is moving around too much. Maybe it's going to happen same thing tonight because you got a clear sky tonight.
Roger that. That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Conditions might be just right. You never know, but it's looking that way so far. Over.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know if that maybe a repeater is facing to Lansing or not, but that's how he came in. He came in very clear, too. Over.
Copy. Huh. Did you ask him what he was using? What'd he say? Over.
I asked him what the frequency you're on, 675 or 625. He says, I know where you're going to get from Lansing all the way to Mayville. Over.
No, not line of sight. That's quite a way. You gotta be in a repeater somewhere. Over.
And I went online on Google, checked him out where he's from to where I am. It was 130 miles away.
Copy that. Well, that's not impossible, I guess. Conditions are just right. Everything lined up. Because I can hit Mayville, and that's 70 miles from where I'm at here by Willow Run Airport. Over.
Maybe on Harvest, you probably can hit it.
Oh, yeah, with the harvest, when conditions are right. You know, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, when I was talking to Wisconsin through it, and I can hear them guys coming in down here on 600. You know, this is on 600 I'm talking about, not 625 or 675. It's on 600, over.
Yeah, I don't know if that system is working, but I had a lot of people on it. Last night it was two people on that 600. Over.
Copy. Yeah, I heard a couple of people on there. That 417, he's on there. And I hear him sometimes, but I don't know. It says I'm broadcasting on it. You could hear me. I don't know why you can't reach it no more. You used to. I remember talking to you. You were scratchy, but I could hear you talking on it, you know, quite a while back, but I remember, over.
Well, maybe they changed the direction. They went out there, changed the direction, I guess, on the computer or something like that. That way it doesn't get that far. Over.
Roger. I don't know, maybe. John should know. That's Detroit West. It's just been a standalone ever since I've been on here, so I don't know. At the bottom, if you go to my GMRS, it says pending MI-8. They were looking for input on, you know, how far it was reaching and that type of thing. That message has been on there for a long time, so I don't know. Over.
I don't know. I really don't know what to tell you. But I reach it some other day. I got that antenna a little bit higher up, but it didn't do any good. Still can't reach it. And I had to put it down the way it is. But it sounds good. But I haven't heard New York at all.
No, me neither. I haven't heard Ohio. No station, Dan, 847. In a while. Well, maybe tonight. We'll see what happens tonight. The propagation's going. Maybe we can try it tonight if you're up and on here. Over.
Randall, I'm on my destination. Good to hear from you and good talking to you. We'll talk some other time, say today or tomorrow. This is WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. Okie doke. Talk to you later, maybe, or whenever. WIUGX 218. We're clear.
A station out there, you need a call sign, WIUG 48.
WRUG 488, WSBS 311, copy, Jack.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
good. Very good. It's another beautiful day. I just heard you out there. Thought I'd check in and say hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Tom. How about you? It was a very nice day. I was outside. Just came inside the house. Over.
Yeah, it's no complaints today for sure. Got a little bit done around the yard, you know, a little cleanup, and got some new mulch down. So the neighbors aren't, I don't think, talking badly about me, at least not that I know of. So, yeah, it's all good.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I don't know, the neighbors don't talk too much, but anyhow. You know, they just look around. That's all they do. And maybe no complaint at all. Anyhow, it's really, really nice outside. I just was on 96 in Orchard Lake. I just came back from there. And it was so busy there. That 96 is really, it's a headache. Over.
96 Rupp. So what do you do over that way? It seems like I've heard you calling out from in that area. Are you like fishing over there or something?
Well, I went out there to get a haircut and came back. Over.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha. So are you home now on your on a walkie-talkie? Are you on a base station?
End of the room. With the window. Over.
I'm just getting a lot of noise in there. I don't know if it's from your end or my end. Could very well be me. I'm moving around over here as well. How are you picking me up right now?
How about now? Is now any better? I'm on that Harvest.
Yeah, that's better for sure. That's for sure. Were you on the walkie-talkie before?
On a 9-9-wide walkie-talkie.
Yeah, you're coming through much clearer now, for sure. You sound great. How am I doing over there? I'm sitting in my backyard on the handheld.
Sounding very clear. The audio is good. Over.
Well, you know, that's what we like to hear. I'm going through like we all tend to do, I guess, you know, different antennas. Just, I guess we pay for our education just by purchasing a couple of different, you know, antennas and radios and see what works and what doesn't work. All part of the education, but I'm enjoying the journey. This is the Wuxon UB9GX. But I put on this smiley, I think they call it a super stick, and that's what I was kind of wondering how this is going to do, but it's not a really great test, I guess. I'm in a subdivision here, maybe 6 miles from the repeater, but it's good to hear that I'm coming through pretty clear. It's a good start, I guess. Over.
That is a good radio, UB9GX. It's a good radio, I know that. And your antenna is not bad at all, and also because you are 6 miles away from the repeater.
But if you take a ride in a truck or a car or something like that, see if you can talk on that one. I don't think you'd be talking clear, very clear talking, unless you have that Nagoya antenna.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I do want to give this a test. You know, I get out there to Stony Creek once in a while, and that's, I don't know, 15 miles, maybe 12, something like that, and give it a try. This radio is great. My only criticism of it at all is that I just wish that the screen would be brighter. You know, when you come outside any time during the day, maybe it's my eyes, I don't know. I just can't see it, you know, on the brightest setting. Other than that, everything else is just great. Yeah, it's a great radio. I just, you know, you need to have it set up and not thinking about changing frequencies or whatever. Other than that, yeah, I love it. Over.
I know what you're saying. Let me ask you, is that a black and white that's green, or is it color? Because they have some color, but I don't know if that model had the color or not. Over.
Yeah, there is some color, but not to the extent that you might think. I also am trying out the Wuxon, the 935G, and I've had it for a couple of weeks, and that radio I really, really like. You know, the screen is plenty bright, lots of color to it, a lot of choices in what you want to see on the screen. Everything about it is great. That one, I have no complaints at all. On the UV9G, I mean, it has its benefits. It has, you know, a couple different receivers built into it, so that's great. But between the two radios, it's everything that I could ever want. But if you're just looking for basically a GMRS radio to transmit with, and you can receive on different bands, of course, but that 935G is a great radio. I really like it. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I know that about 2 years ago. I think I did tell you or not, but I tried to purchase one, but never came in. Wait a year, and I found out the guy by himself working out there, you know. And he said, if you want to cancel the order, I said, how long can it take? He said, I don't know. You and orders, you have orders before you too. So I said, I can't wait no more. So I just canceled it out. And when I canceled it out, it cost me $10. He calls it back stock.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, sorry to hear that. I think one of the reasons I decided to pick it up, because this one here, the UV9GX, that came from Better Safe Radio, but the 935 came from, I want to say, buy two-way radios, maybe. He had a deal going a month or so ago, and I want to say it was, you know, 135 or 139, something like that. But, you know, I've got a number of different radios here, you know, down to the $35 models. But I think this, the 935 is well worth the extra even $100 for it. So if you're considering another handheld, I think, you know, you might want to go through with it. He might be at $150 now. I don't know, but I think it's still worth that. Over.
I know what you're saying. A lot of people have these radio, you know, and really, you know, I mean, I To me, I say this, okay? Like right now, I'm talking about the DB20G, okay? That was an $83 radio. And what is $150 and what is $80? If it sounds the same exactly thing, then I would go for $83. Why I got to go out there? I can get another radio same one for almost the same price. Over.
Yeah, I get it. I agree with you. I've got the DB in my truck, and I'm very happy with it. I think I paid $90 for it, something like that. But I will say, I mean, using these Wuxons, it's another level of radio, and you get some satisfaction, gratification out of having, you know, a nice piece of equipment. I play guitar, and it's kind of the same thing. You can buy knockoff guitars, and they work. They're okay. But when you're playing a nice Gibson Les Paul or a Fender Tele, Strat, a nice guitar, it just feels good, and you get some gratification out of that. It's all personal taste, of course. But all I can say is I love these two radios. I feel like I'm doing an advertisement. Over.
Craig?
Oh, break.
Hey, I just want to say that Wotion, that mic sounds great on that thing. So you do have a point there. And just curious, do they have an IP rating on that unit you have?
Yeah, I'm not positive, but I want to say it's 57 or something like that. It's not waterproof. But I think they call it, splash proof. You're okay in the rain, something like that. But I don't go swimming with my radios on too often, so I think I'm okay. Over.
Copy that. Just curious. Go ahead, Jack.
If you like the radio, that's all it is. It's your choice. Anyhow. Well, I got to back it out here because I got to eat. I just got home, and it's been a long day for me from this morning at 8 o'clock till now. I will talk to you later, Tom. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, 48.
Sounds good, Jack. You had a long day. Go get yourself some rest. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, and I will talk with you again later. WSBS 311. Standing by.
Yeah, I was just curious about that lotion. I've been looking at them here and there. I haven't really looked at all the specifications, but I was looking for something I could take out on the river with me. I got these little inflatable boats with trolling motors on them, and none of my radios are anywhere near waterproof, so I was curious about that because I know they're a bit more ruggedized than what I have. WSAI 620.
I think you would not regret picking up, either one of them, depending on what frequencies you talk on, ham or GMRS. But I kind of feel like if you have a real catastrophe accident, a radio falls in the water, okay, yeah, it's bad news, and it might cost you $150, and it's kind of like, oh, well. But when's the last time you dropped a radio into the river? I suspect probably never, but if that's important to you, you get the, IP67, but these radios, yeah, you won't be disappointed, I don't think.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a schematic somewhere on that thing. I'm going to find out which microphone they're using. I'm going to buy one, and then I'm going to put it in my B-Tech, and you're going to be super jealous.
I don't understand. What do you mean you're going to put it in your B-Tech, the microphone? I'm confused. Give me that again.
Oh, I'm just pulling your leg. I was just saying I was going to find the component that they're using, the actual microphone, and swap it out, but I doubt that would even work.
Now, that's funny. Yeah, not sure why you would want to do that, but hey, why not? You know, I do have the B-Tech, what the heck do they call that thing? It's their, you know, GMRS Pro, I guess. And something tells me you're familiar with that radio as well, and it has its pros and cons, I guess. Do you know what radio I'm talking about?
Yep, that's the one I got in my hand right now. It's got a lot of fancy features that you can use with others that have the same radio, but other than that, it was pretty decent quality for the price I was paying. I didn't know anything about GMRS just yet. This was the one I bought when I first got my license, so I don't regret it. Still a good little unit.
So, I think I talked with you a month or two ago. Do you and your wife both have one of those B-Tech radios?
Nope, I only have the one. I gave her like the cheap little Baofeng, whatever the GMRS version of their cheap radio. It's like a little olive drab colored cheapo, just so I gave her something that she could throw around in her purse and not care about. WSAI 620.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I had high hopes for that B-Tech, the GMRS Pro. Yeah, it's okay. I agree. I mean, it's cool. It's IP67. That's nice. I got one for my wife and I both. We go off camping, but like I say, I'm not that concerned about dropping them in the water and, you know, that they survive. If I had to do it over again, I probably wouldn't have purchased them. But because of the cost it was going to be to return the first one I bought, you know, with the restocking fee and everything else, I just sucked it up and, okay, I keep it. But I will say, if you're looking for another handheld, you just can't go wrong with these Wushans. They're, I love both of them, and I use both of them daily. I still pull out the B-Tech once in a while just to fiddle with it and keep my, remember how to navigate. I will say that. Oh, I want to say this too, with the Wushan, the 935G, that whatever they call the programming of it, the wizard, something wizard, for putting in from the keypad channels, it is awesome. You can just program anything you want in there, literally 60 seconds, you're done. So, you got that going for you. Over.
Yeah, copy that, and that really makes a radio purchase feel worth it, especially when it's user-friendly like that. That's kind of really what I enjoyed about this B-Tech. It's got the Bluetooth app and all that. It's a little chintzy. It's a kind of a crappy Chinese app, but, I mean, as far as programming goes, super simple. I mean, you can't really do anything from the radio. I mean, there's no keypad on it. It's just a couple directional buttons. But, yeah, super easy setup, and, I mean, it's not hard to set up any other radio, really. It's just more time-consuming and, you know, a little more tedious, but that definitely makes it worthy of purchase. I might have to go to the Wushan website and see if there's something I can stick in my wish list.
Well, I'll say, yeah, you won't regret it, either one of them. And if you're looking for the GMRS version, the 935, yeah, it's my favorite radio right now. I've got a few of them, but it is by far my favorite. All right, I guess we'll free up these frequencies a little bit for the other folks. It was, make sure I got that right, I got the 620, correct?
Yep, that's Whiskey Sierra Alpha India 620, and the name is Aaron.
Very good, Aaron. Good speaking with you. Look forward to talking again. You have a good evening. I'm going to go in and visit with a wife for a little while. She gave me the evil eye. I'll talk to you again. WSBS 311. Standing by.
Sounds good. Have a great one. I'm about 2 hours late for drinking beer, so I got to start. WSAI 620. Have a good one.
WSAI 620. You copy?
Yep, I got you. You're a little scratchy, but you're coming in.
Talking on the same radio you guys were just talking about.
Copy that. What's your, you just got the stock antenna on there. What's your location and which repeater are you on?
I think I'm on the Detroit repeater. I just went outside, by the way. I'm right at I-696 and I-75. And I have a Nagoya 771G, NA771G antenna.
Copy that. Yeah, you're clear as a bell now. Must be your house. Maybe you got some lead paint in there or something like that. But, yeah, you sound great now.
Alrighty. I just spent about 5 or 10 minutes looking over the paperwork to see if I could find that water rating on this thing, and I can't find it. I know I saw it somewhere. When I'm not looking for it, I'll stumble over it.
Yeah, copy that. I remember when I was first looking at reviews and stuff, they mentioned it was IP67, but I don't know if I've ever actually seen like a certified rating on it. I'm not even sure if it has one, if it's actually been, you know, UL tested or whoever does that testing for ingress protection, but I think they're calling it IP67, if I recall correctly. WSAI 620.
Yeah, I couldn't find it for the life of me, but I think that IP67 was, it's probably good. Go ahead, Bray.
Good afternoon. I don't know if 311 is still listening or not, but this is WRCY 565. I have the same radio, the KGUV 9G X model, the SHTF radio, which is a tactical designed radio. That's why the screen is so dark. I've gotten it wet several times in rainstorms, and it has not failed me. And I switched out the aftermarket Smiley antenna for a Nagoya 701G, which is the 5-inch antenna for that radio. But it's a solid radio. And Tom was also saying, I guess he got a 935 as well. I don't own that radio, but I hear good things about it. I'm a Motorola guy, as many people out here know. Talking on a Motorola. Apologize for the timeout. My Motorola commercial radio right now. But Wuxon makes a good secondary auxiliary radio, and I love mine, the KGUV9GX. And I'm going to order the KGUV9PX ham version this week. Anybody wants a Wuxon, there is a sale going on for the 4th of July. And the radio I'm buying is dropping close to $50 from its original MSRP price. So All that's out there. WRCY 565 will let everybody get back to what they're doing.
WRCY 565, I have a question for you, if you will.
First question is free. I charge for every question after that.
I'm a newcomer at this, and I'm considering buying that red program cable from Better Safe Radios, is it? And I just wondered, do they give you the software with that?
I'm not familiar. I mean, I'm familiar with the cable. I bought my radio from Better Safer Radios. They sell the cable as well. I do not use that. I use the software that's factory recommended, and it's a separate separate cable plus a disc and everything. That's like $50, $45, $50. But even like with my Motorola's, I don't use anything aftermarket on my equipment, so I can't give you a straightforward answer on it.
Okay, sounds good. I couldn't make heads or tails of where to get the software from. So other than paying the $50 and getting the disc and everything, that's probably the approach I'll take.
Well, I have it for my KGUV9GX tactical radio. Again, on the one with the darker screen. Because you can only really read it at night. And Tom, who is out there, has that exact radio, and he heard me talk on mine. But the thing is, that's just my pet peeve. If you're going to buy a radio, I just keep it all as much as in-house as I can with their software and everything. I think it's just because I'm Motorola, you know, brain-farted, and, you know, you can't program a Motorola without Motorola software, so. The same thing with the Wuxon, but Wuxon was my first radio outside of Motorola, and it was a wise investment. I actually have owned two of them, one I donated to somebody, but that was my original KGUV9.
Don, I'm still here,
thank you, Sean. White screen. It didn't have a multicolor screen. But I've gone through two of them, and I love them both.
Copy that. Yeah, that screen is, in the sunlight, it's just useless.
Right.
I hear you break, it'll only take a second. Yeah, that radio... that series of radio is an SHTF and is considered like a tactical radio, so that screen on there is permanent for that reason. Break, go ahead.
Sorry, you guys. Sean, I think I stepped on you there a few moments ago. Yeah, I just want to let you know, yeah, I am still here, and it was Sean that got me started on this. Well, Sean convinced me to get the first one. No regrets at all. Like I say, the screen, a little dark, but I've learned to deal with it. It's still a great radio. But yeah, that's all. Go ahead.
WSDH380. Yeah, I got my introduction to the Wuxon through Not a Rubicon on YouTube.
WRCY 565 for identification. Hey, Tom. Hello. I don't follow Not a Rubicon anymore, but. I did for a while, and I did subscribe to him for a year. But, he's a great source for introduction on new radios, for sure. And I never heard of Wuxon before. before I heard it from him. So, but my hands-on experience are with the two SHTF radios that I've had. One I still have, the other one I'm dropping. And I'm going to be ordering the ham version, KGUV9G, what is it again? KGUV9PX, which is an identical radio, but it's for 2 meter and 70 centimeter ham because I'm working on my ticket. And I just want to get a matching radio, one that... Apologies for the timeout. I have a ham version, identical radio, can't tell them apart unless you read the label. But I'm working on my ham ticket, and that's the radio I'm going to get.
Hey, I
sounds
will
good.
Say
I've
that the,
been kicking around the idea of
back with the
trying
cable
to get a ham
and programming software and such. That I did go ahead and get a cable, and it turned out that that red cable works for both
the
9GX
WSDR,
and my 935. So
sorry.
I've only used it for the 935G. And the software, you can download, and that's free. And that works pretty well, even though programming it through the keyboard is or through the front, you know, is no problem at all. But yeah, they're great radios.
Guys are talking over each other.
Yeah, there was a double there, but I understood both people. They really didn't cancel each other out. But my preference is if you can get the software for it, get it. I have the Motorola software. Still trying to figure it out and still trying to learn how to use it because this new digital stuff, because I have commercial XPR radios, is a whole different world from when I used to play with just the analog versions like HD70s and HD1250s and things like that. So that's my 2 cents. I'm going to go back and eat dinner. Everybody have a good evening. WRCY 565.
Hey, sounds good. I'm out as well. Everybody else have a good time. WSBS 311, clear.
WFBQ 996 Smiley Twin.
WRWS 538.
38767.
What can I do to help you?
I was just trying to share a mess. Where are you located?
South of Flint. I'm on the Flint repeater.
Adam over here in Fowlerville. cruising with the GMS here, and seems to be working. I'm surprised I hit the computer.
This is Todd here, and you are hitting it, but it's a little scratchy, so I don't know if you're inside or outside or what. Are you on a handheld or are you on a base?
No, I'm on a handheld, but I'm using a J-pole outdoors. Yeah, it might be quite a ways if I'm hitting the foot repeater, though.
Fullerville's a pretty good walk from that antenna, so... I was out to Duran the other day, south of Duran. I was hitting it at 32 miles, so... And it was a lot more clear than what you're getting.
Roger that. Yeah, I need to get it up a little more, but yeah, at least I can get some repeaters. So yeah, boy, that's pretty good. That's about 45 minute drive for me from here.
For that, you're actually coming in pretty good, so.
Well, Roger that. I appreciate the call back, and now I got this all programmed in. Yeah, it's a 10 watt ball tank.
I just started this one yesterday. It's a SID Radio H3. And actually, I'm pretty impressed with it, all the things you can do with it. So it's working pretty good. So, all right, this is WRW 853 out.
Yeah, this is WRW 767 out. 763.
This is WIUG 488, copy.
Over.
You on, they said you on the Flowerville repeater?
Oh, I think I'm hitting the Flint repeater. I'm over here in Flowerville.
What repeater are you on? Are you on 675 or which one is it? 550 or which one?
I think it's 725. I'd have to look, I'm not exactly sure. I gotta plug it into the computer and see what the frequency is.
So you're on the handheld, over?
Roger that, I'm on a handheld.
On a handheld, what kind of antenna do you have, if you don't mind asking that question?
Say again, last sentence.
I know the radio, what kind of antenna do you have on that radio?
Roger that, I copy. I'm using a aerial antenna. It's not really strictly a GRMS antenna, it's a dual band.
You'll be better off to use Nagoya 771G. You'll be very unclear. Over.
Yeah, I'm just in the process of seeing if I can get stuff to work, but yeah, at least I'm surprised I hit this repeater.
You are hitting the repeater. You are on the repeater, just a little bit scratchy, that's all it is. But if you change that antenna to Nagoya 771G, and when you get one, it's on Amazon, it's only $20 from Amazon. When you get one, make sure it says on it, 462, right on that antenna. Over.
Roger that. I will double check on that. Where are you located at?
I'm located over here, Rochester Hills. And I'm on the DB20G radio. Over.
Copy that. All right, well, I appreciate the call back. And now this is WRVG 767.
My name is Jack, and I'll be glad to help you out on that when you get the antenna. Just call me. I'm WIUG48 in Rochester Hills. My name is Jack, by the way. Contact me with no problem. We'll help you out with the antenna. Over.
Copy that, Jack. I appreciate the feedback, and yeah, I will look on that antenna, and you'll hear from me again once I get her tuned up. So this is WRBG 767 San 73.
No problem at all. You know, sometimes people use the Magnum mount. If you're inside the house, you can use that Magnum mount if you like. You put it with a cookie sheet, and Nagoya, again, that Nagoya Magnum mount is 770. It's a good antenna. And I don't think it's an Amazon. I think it's a Better Radio or something like that. Try that if you want to, you know, contact from inside the house or something like that. Over.
Roger that, yeah. I'm going to get a bit my different antenna up on the roof. But this is just a little antenna set on my desk right now, so yeah, it seems to be working all right, but I'll fine tune it. This is WRBG 767.
WRCT 760. Jack, you out there?
Stand by for sure. All right, 767, you take care and have a good evening. This is WIUG 48. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, so, you know, I'm in Oxford and all that, and yeah, I know you're in Rochester, but I've been picking up some frequencies on the 462550, and I don't think it's a Mayville tower because there's a group of people that I've been hearing on it. That when I switch over to this MI8, it's not, it's a different group of people. And the Michigami is 600 on the Mayville, and they got Mayville 550, and then there's the Waterford 550. But I'm picking it up on my scanner, and I've tried doing no tone, the 141 tone, for a repeater. They're calling out call signs, so I mean, I know that they're talking to on the repeater, but I can't figure out what repeater it is. Has anybody heard anything about that? I think you might, of all people, might be able to pick up that signal.
It's 550, it's on the Mayville from MI8, and the Michigami is a, I don't know what they are. And I don't care what they are either, but that probably will be picking up on the scanner, because you're scanning everything. Over.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. And so I caught the 550, a conversation, and I was trying to talk back on it, but they weren't receiving me at all. And when I turned them off and turned back on the 675, it was two different conversations, so I don't think it was the 550 Mayville tower that's on the MI8. I think it's a completely different tower. But I'm catching them down here in Sterling Heights, or sorry, Shelby. I was picking up the same conversation. I'm trying to figure out what it is. I don't know if anybody else has experienced that.
I don't know, Josh. They may be picking up the 550 from Maybell over there. That's why on your scanner. If your scanner is scanning, it picks up everything. So you cannot tell what you're on or what that scanning is. Over.
No, I'm scanning or monitoring two channels, and the 675 and the 550. The only reason I had the 550 on was from my trip, and I was just then talking to somebody out there in Yellowstone, and I just left it on there, didn't think nothing of it, turned on the radio, and I caught this conversation. I thought it was the Michigami, or the MIA. And I looked at it, it was 550, and I'm like, huh, that's weird. But then I continued catching the conversation from Oxford all the way down to Shelby Township, 23-mile chainer. And there's no way I'm picking up the Mayville 550. But let's just say I was. Two separate conversations are happening, and from my understanding, the Michigami, or the MI-8 Mayville Tower 550 is connected to this tower, correct?
Well, I don't know, but because, you know, I don't know who we're driving and listening to two stations at the same time. I don't have no idea what happened. Anyhow, the 550 is right there in Mayville, and that's by MI-8. The 600, that's what they say. I don't know. I'm not sure what they are, those Michigami. They're probably 600. I don't have no idea. Like I say, you can listen to one and switch from the other one if you want. Over.
Yeah, no worries. I was just curious if anybody's received this information or caught that channel, because it was all new once I came back from my vacation. The Mayville Michigami is 600. And then there's a Mayville 550 that's on the MIA. And I thought it was the same frequency, same, I think it was the Mayville Tower 550 on the MIA network. And it wasn't. It was something else. It's kind of interesting. I just found it interesting in the Bay Area, but not a big deal. This is WSTC 760. I am clear after this transmission and monitoring. Hope you have a good evening, Jack.
Go break.
A Warren 550 standalone repeater. It doesn't have a big footprint, not associated with anything. And according to my GMRS, it is up and live. WRFX 966.
I tried it on my GRMS, and I tried putting it in the phone, and I wasn't being able to connect to it, but I could hear them clear as day. So I thought maybe it was the Waterford Tower on the my GRMS, which is the 550, which would be in my range. And no matter what tone or no tone, I wasn't able to connect to the tower. I thought, hey, there's something newer going on. You know, if anybody heard anything.
WRUG 488, WRWY 979.
Good evening. How you doing, 979?
Well, Jack, this is Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan here. And talked to you in a little while. And I have to joke with you a little bit to get you to laugh. I thought your name was Jack. Just a little while ago, you said your name was Jack, by the way. So I don't know. Is it Jack or is it Jack, by the way?
Oh, whatever you want to name it. I don't have no problem with that. You know, I'm not going to get pissed off at you. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Jack, I had to wait a while to step in to just say hello to you for the evening. No, I'm just joking with you. I know your name's Jack, but when you said, yeah, my name's Jack, by the way, and I couldn't help but jump in. You know my sense of humor, maybe, I hope.
Oh, no problem, Joe, anytime. So I have no problem with that. Anyhow, well, good to hear from you again. And you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
too, Jack. You take care. It was good talking with you. Always listen out. And I listen more than I talk, but I just thought I'd get out there and say hello for the evening. And if I don't talk to you, have a good 4th of July week and week holiday itself. So WRWY 979, clear and listening out.
Guys, this is 7. I switched radios and changed antenna. Tells us from an HD.
And good. You know, it sounded really good. Over.
Yeah, this is a Wuhan.
Well, you came in and you went out again. I don't know why. He probably moving around. Over.
Yeah, I'm walking around, so it's coming in pretty good now.
But a little bit, you know. That's about it. Over.
Yeah, I can hear you pretty clearly. I can hear you well, man.
Yeah, well, because I'm on, antenna outside in that Harvest 200. That's why. Over.
I'm still thinking. Signing off.
You right there, you were sounding clear. Very clear. So if you stay right there, no, you won't have no problem at all. And this is WIEG waiting.
Roger that. This is WRVG 767.
Kara, have a good evening. WIEG 48. The station 760, he's still out there? Josh, 760, he's still out there?
Yes, sir. Out here enjoying the sun, driving home. Out here in the Romeo area now. Enjoying this new handheld microphone from my HT and enjoying my car rooftop antenna. Midland 32-inch antenna. Loving it. Good, great signal.
Well, I want to tell you about the 600. There is a repeater by the airport at 600. Okay, you might hear that, because I can hear that, but I cannot transport on it. So, there is a repeater, and it's 141.3. The repeater is sitting right by the airport, and it's 600. So, if you hear that, that's probably that repeater. I don't know if she got me or anything like that, but I know there's that repeater is right there by the airport. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I'm actually more interested
someone talking on some walkies, but they were calling out their call sign, so I thought it was.
Whatever you said was nothing but a crackling. So I think you're too far from the repeater. Anyhow, so I will talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Yeah, Jack, I'm on the outskirts of the repeater again. I'm between Romeo and Leonard. And I'm right there on the edge for my 5 watts.
Now you're okay, understandable, but a couple of cracklings, that's about it. All right, talk to you later. WIUG 48.
WSCC 760, I am clear, monitor.
WIUG 488, WRFX 966.
Go ahead, Brian, WIUG 488.
Yeah, Jack, sorry I didn't get back when you called me earlier. I was walking into the plant. Yeah, I'm just adding my 2 cents. Josh was saying he was getting something on 550. And I don't know off the top of my head what the PL tone is, but there's a little 6-watt repeater. He says his antenna's up like 60 feet. About 13 mile in Shaner area. And it's just a little 6-watt relative Retivist 97 repeater unit.
I never heard that one. I never heard that one. The 550, I know it's in, right under some. And they say it's 600. The 600 is by the airport, but it's a standalone. It's not by with MI-8. And that's the same PL and everything else. You can hear it, but you cannot try. I cannot transfer it. I used to transfer in it, but I cannot. I can hear people and all that stuff. Over.
Yeah, well, I mentioned it on, I'd asked if it was still up a while ago on my GMRS, and they responded that they are. And as of January 14th, they say the repeater is up and working 24/7, and it's got a PL tone, input and output of 100 hertz.
Brian, that has nothing to do with us. But the MI-8 is different. It's under 141.3. But the 600 repeater, it's in, by the airport there, it's got same PL, 141.3. You can hear people. I heard people on it. I used to transfer, I used to talk on it and everything, but not anymore. Over.
Yeah, well, Josh being in Sterling Heights, I thought maybe he was hearing a conversation on that one. But that's all I was saying. But I was on my way into the plant, when I said that, and then you called, and I was entering the building because I started at 8 o'clock tonight. The other guy that is opposite me is on vacation, so I'm the only guy doing the work right now.
No problem, Brian. No problem at all. You take care. And you take it easy at work. You have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, yeah, I just wanted to get back to you, let you know. I wasn't ignoring you on purpose. WRFX 966.
WROK 973, monitoring and standing by.
Nine seven three, go ahead.
Just trying out new antenna, Nagoya 771 here on a HT.
Running good, and audio is excellent. Over, and this is WIUG 48.
Copy, thank you. WROK 973.
I have a question. What's the name of your radio? Over.
This is TID Radio H3.
You're sounding good. I won't worry about it too much. You're sounding really good. And I know where you're at exactly. Talk to you a little bit later, and have a good afternoon. And a good evening. WIUG 48.
Thank you, and you as well, WROK 973.
Tom, 311, Aaron, 620. This is WRCY 565. Do any of you gentlemen have a copy?
You're sounding very loud and clear, no background noise, coming in perfect. WRTX 930.
Appreciate the radio check, but I am looking for a couple of operators. Again, Tom, 311, and Aaron, 620. Are any of you two gentlemen out there? This is WRCY 565 calling. WRCY 565 has cleared the channel.
WRUG 488, WRTX 930.
WIUG 488, go ahead.
Oh, what's up, Jack? How's it going this evening?
Well, it's a little bit cooler, and I'm outside with a walkie-talkie. Over.
Well, you're sounding great. No problems. Yeah, it is a little cooler. About 65 degrees here right now, but very pleasant.
And time for another cigar.
Yeah, I'm just kind of finishing one up here.
I got one inside the house, but I don't know where that is. I got three bedrooms in here, and I don't know which bedroom is it. Over.
Well, that's sacrilegious if you don't know where your cigars are. I mean, come on.
All right, that is worse than a pass in the test. Texas.
You know, when we had our daughter back in 2000, a buddy of mine bought me a bunch of cigars, and I didn't smoke cigars back then, but you know, I had one or two or whatever when we had the baby. And I stuffed that box on a shelf for a long time, like 14 years, and I found them later, around 2016, 2017, when I was smoking cigars. I'm like, oh, these are pretty good, but they're going to need rehydrated, so I put them in my humidor for like about a year, and they were great. They were great. They were perfect. No problems.
Well, when you got your humidor, they keep good, yeah. But you have to tell, you know, if there's any water, you have to check it out. I think once a week or once a month, if I'm not by mistaken. Over.
Yeah, I use the what they call the Bavita humidor packs. So they last for six to 8 months, depending on the conditions. And you can rehydrate them. So I stuff three or four of them in there, and then you pull one out every now and again, and you stick it in a little baggie in the sun, so it absorbs moisture, and then you can put it back in. I've been using those for years.
Yeah. You know what? They sell small ones, humidor. They sell medium, big ones too. They sell them all over. Long time ago. Over.
Oh yeah, there's no shortage of types of ways to humidify your humidor. You can get the ones that actually blow humid air into the room or into the space, or the little crystals are popular. Like, I think that's what you were describing, because you got to add water to those every week or two. But those crystals go bad after a while. That's kind of why I like the Bavita packs. They last a long time. I've had some of them for 10 years. You just rehydrate them every 6 or 8 months, and they're good.
Oh, yeah, but you got to keep on top of them, you know. If your humidor has to be kept, you know, the right way of the temperature, you got to have a little time. Thermometer over there and see what are they. Over.
WR-BB-690. What am I listening?
Yeah, no, it's I got a little humid thermostat or what do they call it, barometer or whatever.
Kept it 69%.
That's where you want it. The Bavita packs work perfect. I think there was another station there, 690. Go ahead.
Yeah, was it? I'm sorry that I stepped in you guys. I didn't even hear anybody for a moment there.
Well, Ken, I guess he wants to use the channel or something like that. Anyhow, let me talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, good chatting with you. 690, if you're still out there, you can go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Jack. Didn't mean to tease you guys either, but I didn't hear anything on this HT. Now I do. And WRVB 690, listening. WSB 676, WRVB 690. WRBV 690 clear. Frequency is clear.
WRMZ 640. WSES 311 from WRCY 565. Got a copy? WRCY 565, clear that call. WSCI, I think it is, 620. Aaron, you out there, sir, this evening? WRCY 565. WS, they don't even know my own call sign, God, there's hope for me yet. WRCY 565, we are clear of the channel. And it's past my bedtime anyway. Good night, everybody. WRVA
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
station out there. You're not making it. Just a bunch of static.
This better?
Signal-wise, audio's a little low, but go ahead.
I was just doing a check on here. I just programmed this in.
Roger. What repeater are you connected to?
I think it's 7250.
So you're near Flint area, correct?
Roger that. I'm about 45 minutes away from Flint.
Roger. Yeah, I'm just coming up to Flint, about 5 miles north of Flint right now.
Yeah, I'm over here in Fowlerville. I'm just outside of Howell.
Roger, you got WRTX 957 on this end.
WRVG 767.
Roger, what kind of radio and antenna are you running over there?
Just running a HT 10 watts, a Wuhan.
Yeah, could be a Bofang 5RM, TID radio H8. I'm not sure what, there might be another 10 watt one out there. Maybe a Wilkson or something.
All right, this is WRDG. I'm going to say 73. You have a good night.
Roger, okay. Yeah, I'll catch you out there again. This is WRTX 957. Just getting ready to roll into Flint here.
Roger that. This is WRVG 767-73. I'll clear from this end.
RTX 957, WIUG48.
Sounds like Jack.
Nothing good with that 1,000-mile radio.
No, I did not have to break out the 1,000-mile radio today, or this weekend, this week. Just a regular one, just a 50-mile.
I see, because it was sunshine outside, right?
Yeah, I was talking on the one in Traverse City and the one in East Jordan earlier, or yesterday, rather. So, yeah, there's some good repeaters up there.
Well, I was talking yesterday to Etika. I don't know if you know what Etika is or not. He said that he was in Lansing and he was on 550 repeater. Over.
Roger, yep, that's a good trip. Good trip. Yeah, I was talking on a repeater about 50 miles away up there in Traverse City. I was pretty far from the East Jordan one.
Yes, Traverse City is far from Jordan. Jordan is the other side of the state by like 94 or something like that. And Traverse City is way the heck north. And yesterday
I Googled it, and it was saying 130 miles away, the way I was talking.
Now you need a 200-mile radio or a 200-mile repeater, one of the two.
A 200-mile radio.
So what'd you do all weekend?
I was in West Mobile, and today they woke me up at 9:30 in the morning and said, come on, cut our grass. There's no one out there to cut the grass, and the grass too high, so I had to go over to the daughter to cut her grass. Over.
Well, why don't you just go into business, Jack's Lawn Maintenance, Jack's Lawn Care.
I have 1,000-mile radio, that's why.
Now, you don't need a 1,000-mile radio. You need a 1,000-mile lawnmower.
You want to drive itself, correct?
Yep, the autonomous one. You just program it to go where it's got to go, and then it'll do all the work for you.
Hey, I got to give that to Eric, because that way he can program it for me and back.
Well, programming a radio, programming a lawnmower can't be that much different, right? Same chip.
A program over it too.
I'll have to see a snapper lawnmower is in the chirp directory.
Yeah, was Nagoya 7712. Over.
Roger, what kind of lawnmower do you have?
I have one of them Toro. That's why it's not a 1,000-mile lawnmower. It's only 200-mile lawnmower.
Heck, you could have got a Craftsman or a Lawn Boy or a Snapper or what else? John Deere, Troy Built. Could have got all those other ones that are 1,000 miles.
A guy by the name Eric, he was not with me until so I picked up the Toro. And that Toro, I don't know how many miles it goes.
Got a Montgomery Wards, a Montgomery Wards model. Those are 1,200 mile.
I remember at the old days, you know, Montgomery Ward. I won one day and I bought a shotgun from them, and I still have it. You believe that? It says Montgomery Ward on it.
Well, they're trying to compete with Sears and Roebuck, but they never really did, you know. You know, they that was their only competitor back then, Montgomery Wards.
Tell you, they got a good shotgun. I've been every year I take that to target shooting, and I shoot all my clays on it. And it's worked good. Still work good, but you gotta clean it every time you go out there. Anyhow, are you driving?
Roger, yeah, I'm almost into the 675 range. I'm in between Flint and Pontiac.
Let's see. Well, also you're heading to the cabin.
I'm coming back from there. I was up there for a few days, so I'm coming home now. I'll be going back, though, in a few days.
I don't know. I was thinking leaving out of here on the 5th, because on the 6th, that's when the Cherry Festival in Traverse City will meet the guys out there. I don't know if I'm going to go do that or not yet. I haven't decided yet.
Well, I was just at Traverse City yesterday, and they got the Cherry Festival going already. I went and saw the air show, the Blue Angels. So, yeah, it's already going, Cherry Festival.
Yes, every day to the 6th. Over.
And the 6th is the big fireworks in St. Helen there, so I'll be there for that for sure. That's a good fireworks display.
Yeah, I like the fireworks. Matter of fact, one of my sisters said, "Come on over, firework at 10 o'clock in West Brookfield tonight." Over.
Well, it's 10 o'clock. Hey, I'm gonna shut this off for a bit, and I'll get back out there maybe, you know, when I get closer to the 675. So I'll catch you later. It'll be RTX 957.
No problem. WIUG 48, clear.
Station
847. This is WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear. Station 847. Station 847. This is WIUG
Quite late, copy.